I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Last night in high school volleyball, Weston fell 3-0 to Ridge and Valley Conference leader Seneca. The scores were 25-18, 25-13, and 25-9 during Weston's Pink Night, Cancer Awareness Night at the school. Lexi Rockweiler led with 20 digs and 4 kills. Shelby Newman also had 4 kills and 18 digs. Senior Shelby Newman also reached a career milestone of 500 digs. The Eagles travel to Kickapoo coming up tonight to close out the regular season. Elsewhere in the Ridge and Valley, Ithaca will be at Waseca Steuben, Lafarge at North Crawford, DeSoto at Seneca. There's a quad at Boscobel hosted by the Bulldogs. Darlington, Iowa Grant, and Riverdale from the SWAL will be there. And River Valley plays at Richland Center this evening. It's the second time around in the conference. The Hornets won the first at River Valley. You guessed it, in 5 sets. Most of them have gone 5 sets for the Hornets this year in league play. I asked Coach Jamie Johnson about it being a special night for the Hornets.
Each of the kids have listed a cancer that's impacted them personally, or that they want to bring awareness to. And so then we'll also take a free will donation. We'll have a box there, but also we'll do the 3 minutes where the JV players will go through the crowd and collect cash. We've been able to donate about $600 the last 2 years, I think, to Walk with Grace. Just we take what people give us that night and take that down there to a great organization that does a lot of good for the local community. It means a lot to us. We got some new uniforms actually this year, just because, we wanted to match our other style, but just, we had some people that heard about that and even made donations to help purchase our instead of Pink Night, our cancer awareness, because, all the different colors are represented. So it's kind of a bright tie-dye. It means a lot to our program. We kind of remember Sharon Pansky too, a former athletic trainer here who had her battle, and just it's impacted the coaching staff as well as the players. I know personally for me, my wife had cancer. My dad is dealing with it right now. My mother-in-law and father-in-law have had cancer, multiple forms. My grandparents had cancer. So, odds are I'm probably a prime candidate down the road. But so we just want to continue to bring awareness and raise as much funds as we can through this. So it's an emotional night, but hopefully it's a good night. We talk about getting attacks, on the court, we want to attack cancer research and just give as much money as we can to help promote that and support the families locally too.
The Hornets hosting their volleyball cancer awareness night, River Valley the opponent, and Coach Johnson says both teams have no doubt made some strides since the last time these two teams met.
We have, and I'm sure they've improved as well, but I was looking at it, I think we had like 63 errors. And in that one, between our attack errors, our missed serves, our digging errors, our service receive errors, and our blocking errors. So, we gave them more than half their points off our mistakes. So I think we're playing much cleaner. I mean, that was a big match for us. It actually, I think, springboarded us to a success here. We're 15-5 since that match. I think it just helped the girls psychologically get over the hump. We got back and won that dodgeball match, and now we beat Platteville the second time around in conference. So I think our confidence is higher. We're learning to hit more of the shots. We're cutting down on those errors. Hopefully we can maintain that and just avoid those runs.
Hear the match tonight on WRCO, River Valley at Richland Center, getting underway just after 7 o'clock. Swim meet action, River Valley is at Portage with Lodi tonight. And in soccer action, River Valley plays at Dodgeville against Dodge Point. The Richland Center Ithaca cross-country teams continue to do well and make some unprecedented numbers for the program. They are currently rated 5th in boys' rankings in the state of Wisconsin in their division, Division 2. I talked this week with their head coach, Eric Mindum, about this past Saturday's appearance at the Riverdale Invitational.
Yeah, we had a great race Saturday morning. Started with the boys' team. They came out fast from the start. It was awesome to see as we're in the woods there on the trails, come around the corner, just a pack of RCI guys up front. So that was really exciting to see. We had, I think, 6 or 7 guys run personal best times there in the race. The girls' race followed the boys'. half of them had a personal best or a season best this season, so that was great to see. The middle school teams did well also. Middle school boys won their first race this year, and Margaret Lawless for the girls won every race again this season as she did last year, so a good season for the middle school.
When you look at all of these times and personal bests, extending, I guess everybody makes everybody better when you're running at such a high level.
I think so. I think it's a credit, too, to the senior classes we've had previously, too, to kind of set those habits in place, and all the younger teammates see that, and they build on that. And so that's where I'm really excited. The senior class we've had this year have done an awesome job of just showing the younger guys the ropes and letting them learn. So my hope is that it can continue even after this senior class leaves.
The next action for the Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country teams will be at the conference meet, which will be hosted by Platteville on Thursday night. Bowling scores from the Major League last night. Series high, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 35-64. Quail Run Golf Links had a 34-56. And Vanity Fur Grooming, a 34-49. Top game, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-26. L&M Salvage at 12-11. Also Quail Run with a 12-107. Top series, Corey Davis, a 650. Kirk Bartow, a 632. Herman Bernstein, 118 over average with a 628. Top game, Corey Davis, 256. Terry Wheaton, a 235. Derek Calland with a 234. Ray Lindvig bowled a 554 series, 104 pins over average in the Major Bowling League. Well, during the season coming up for Church League Volleyball, they look forward to play getting underway. The season is tentatively slated to begin the week of October 27th. Teams interested in playing Church League Volleyball must contact the league no later than this Friday to be a part of it. To sign up or for questions, email rcchurchleague@yahoo.com or contact Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. Blake Snell allowed one base runner in eight shutout innings before the Angels' bullpen barely held on as the Dodgers opened the National League Championship Series with a 2-1 victory over the Brewers. Bryce Terang struck out with the bases loaded to end the game. Freddie Freeman homered for the Dodgers in the sixth inning to break a scoreless tie. Here is Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, our defense played great. The play Sal made, Collins made a great play. Terang made three or four really nice plays. That was a great performance on our half. Our pitching staff, for the most part, did a really, really good job. Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
Max Muncy came within inches of hitting a grand slam for the Dodgers. Instead, the Brewers turned it into one of the most incredible double plays in postseason history. With the bases loaded and one out in the fourth, Muncy hit a long drive to center field. Sal Frelick jumped and reached over the wall in an attempt to make the catch. The ball popped out of Frelick's glove, hit the top of the fence before Frelick caught it in the air. He fired the ball in. The Brewers catcher William Contreras forced out one runner at home plate and another at third base for a most unusual 8-6-2 inning-ending double play. Here's Sal Frelick.
Max put a good swing on it, went back, figured it was close to the wall. I don't know if it was going out or not, so just wanted to give myself a play at it and jumped up, and ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey because I saw Teoscar was back to third to tag, and I didn't really know what had happened. I didn't know it hit the wall at the time. So, kind of weird one.
The next one coming up tonight features Freddie Peralta on the hill for the Brewers. Same time, 6:30 pregame on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Julio Rodriguez and Jorge Polanco hit three-run homers. Josh Naylor added a two-run drive, and the Mariners took a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series by routing the Blue Jays 10-3 last night. Elsewhere in sports, Atlanta was a winner over Buffalo 24-14 in one of the two Monday night football games. And it wasn't quite the drama as the Hail Mary that decided these teams' game a year ago. But Caleb Williams and the Bears did get the better of Jaden Daniels and the Commanders on the final play. Chicago defeated Washington 25-24 on Jake Moody's 38-yard field goal Monday night. The Bears extended their winning streak to three games under first-year coach Ben Johnson. Johnson. Washington continued its pattern of alternating wins and losses in 2025. And in Packer news, Packers coach Matt LaFleur tells reporters his team, quote, avoided something serious, according to an MRI of defensive end Lucas Van Ness's foot injury. AcmePackingCompany.com reports that safety Javon Bullard left the action Sunday for a head injury, but won't have to enter the concussion protocol. LaFleur didn't offer an update on wide receiver Dontavian Wick's ankle injury. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.